And all this was, of course, wherever you went in the Prat, there were orchestras, you know, in the cafes, in the Stadtpark, which is behind the music building, there was this orchestra playing. They were usually playing Strauss and so on. Eric wasn't too fond of this. Mm-hmm. In the summer, right. There was the Kurkapelle that played wherever they went. And so you were exposed to music as a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, it was very, very good. It didn't cost much money to go to the opera. The young people would stand. You know, there was standing room. And Eric belonged, naturally, being a member of the academy and so on, belonged to the inn, and being a musician and recognized by his fellow musicians and such, was in the inn group, you know. And there was the system of clerks and so on. So you were usually given standing room because it was difficult. You could stand there for 5 hours and then not get a ticket because there were only so many. But he was at least assured that he would get his ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And for this he had to clack.
I see.
So, you know, the leader of the clack took care of his own, you know? And but they would then, you know, pay back their dues by clacking at the
right
they were to. So in all this, it was wonderful. In other ways, it was very terrible because Austria lost the war, and that meant, for instance, for Eric's parents, now real poverty.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Because, for instance, in the inflation, they had at that time rented out the coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had found a person who took, you know, who would pay them like a, how do you call it? All right, they had sublet the coffee house, because I didn't mention that to you, because that coffee house was during the daytime a coffee house, but it was also a night place.
Mm-hmm.
And in the night, you know, it served drinks, and there was a string of girls there, and all this kind of thing, you know, and it was too strenuous for his parents who were getting old.
Yes,
and so they had sublet the coffee house for a yearly sum. Now, it was paid every month, so and so much. Now, say, after the man who to whom they had sublet it had been there 2 months, but he paid as a monthly rent, wouldn't even pay for a roll of, a little roll of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they had to live, you know. And the two older boys were at that time 17 and 18, and the second quit school and they went to work.
I see.
And they supported the family.
Mm-hmm.
The parents, naturally, they didn't support the any music,
yes,
anything
yes.
like this. It was that they could put food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
That was already. So in this way, and that happened all over Vienna, you know. So it was a time of depression, poverty, extreme poverty for most of the middle-class families. They had lost everything, you know, because of the inflation. And that, again, made it very, very difficult, because music is a luxury,
yes,
in a way, you know. So as cheap it was to stand at the opera and get Stehplatz, you know, a standing room, yet this was already a problem, you know, which had to be. And it was fortunate that Eric, even in this bad time, was able to make money by his giving lessons. You know?
Yes, is this the primary way in which he earned a living?
Yes,
in teaching?
Yes. There was no other way.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of lessons, what age groups did he teach?
Well, he taught whatever he could get, and mostly he got the little children, you know, which was, of course, hack work of the worst kind.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, he had a few richer families who paid better prices.
You know? I see.
But mostly it was very modest fees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that